रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 55 चित्रकूट। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। दे रेवरेंटली वेंट अराउंड भरद्वाज, टुक लीव ऑफ हिम एंड जर्नीड ऑन टू चित्रकूट। The sage, who loved them as his own children, showered his choicest blessings on them and would go with them a part of the way, giving his parting directions as it were. Rama reached the confluence of Ganga and Yamuna and traveled on due west along the banks of the river Kalindi until you come upon a likely place to cross it. Later on, a huge banyan named Shyama will meet your eye. It is the favorite resort of many a Siddha. Sita will not fail to salute the guardian spirit thereof and pray at its hands the fulfillment of her wishes. You may rest there a while if you need it, else you may travel on straight across further until you see a dark forest thick with palasha, jujube and bamboo trees. There lies the way to Chitrakuta. Many a time have I traveled thither. It is a lovely path and carpeted with soft sand. You are perfectly safe from any forest fires if you take that road. And Bharadwaja all reluctantly turned towards his hermitage. Rama and his party saluted him reverently and promised to obey his directions. And after a while, Rama addressed himself to Lakshmana and said, I would have you know that we owe Bharadwaja's unique favor towards us to our incalculable merit in former births. They reached the banks of the Kalindi but were at a loss to cross it, so strong was the current. Lakshmana fell down some logs, tied bamboos athwart them with strong creepers and spread softly branches of the jambu and the vetasa on it for Sita to sit on comfortably. Rama gave his arm to her as she got upon the raft, and the beautiful lady felt a little shy at her husband showing her this attention in the presence of another. The brothers placed near her her clothes and ornaments, their weapons, baskets, spades and other implements, got into it and crossed the river. As the craft neared the middle of the stream, Sita clasped her hands in reverent prayer to the goddess of the river and said, Gracious lady, grant that every good may go with us. Grant that my lord fulfills his vow and returns to Ayodhya safe and happy. And I will gratify your heart with the offerings of countless kind and honey pots. They reached the southern bank, prepared another raft and crossed the swift coursing Yamuna. They walked on for a while and caught a glimpse of the huge banyan tree, Shyama, dark with foliage, cool and shady. Sita addressed herself to the spirit of the tree and said, Lord of the forest, I salute you. May my husband fulfill his vow. May I be spared to behold Kaushalya and Sumitra once again. She then went around the tree in humble reverence. Rama observed with an amused smile, Sita praying for his safety and happiness so lovingly, and said to Lakshmana, Boy, do you go to the front. I will come last and weapon in hand and guard you from the rear. Please see to it that you bring Sita whatever she may fancy, fruit, flower or anything rare and lovely. Sita walked on between them, even as a cow elephant between two maddened bulls. It was her first visit to the virgin forest, and she pointed to every tree, plant, creeper and flower, and asked Rama its name, its qualities and its uses. At once Lakshmana would bring her anything she chose to ask for. Sita was delighted at the brooks and the rivulets where the crystal waters ran shallow over the many colored sand, while swans and other waterfowl disported themselves on it. They walked on for two kroshas more and had a hearty meal of roots and berries that were found on the banks of river Yamuna. They had a lovely stroll in the pleasant woods. The brothers called Sita's attention to the rare and wonderful trees, birds and beasts until the night fell, when they came back to the banks of the river Yamuna and prepared their beds for the night. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.